A joint investigation by IndyStar and Mirror Indy reveals Mayor Joe Hogsett's administration potentially overlooked conflicts of interest that were tied to more than $80 million in city-backed development deals. WFYI's Abriana Heron spoke with Mirror Indy reporter Peter Blanchard about what he and the team uncovered during the investigation.
What first prompted you and your team to dig deeper into the Hogsett administration?
Last year, several women came forward to describe accusations of sexual harassment and abuse of power against Thomas Cook, who was Mayor Joe Hogsett's chief of staff from his first term in office to around 2015 until the end of 2020 when he left. In the course of that reporting, we learned about Cook's actions after he left city government and began working for this law firm in the private sector. That's when we began to hear from sources about this relationship Cook had had that had led to him being asked to resign from city government. It was a prohibited relationship with a subordinate. Her name was Scarlett Andrews. And after Cook left city government and became a partner at this law firm, he starts signing up big name developers who are seeking taxpayer incentives for development projects. And meanwhile, the person that Cook had a relationship with, Scarlett Andrews, she at the time was working in the Department of Metropolitan Development, which is the agency charged with awarding those incentives. And after he leaves government, she gets promoted to lead that department. So pretty quickly, starting in 2021 and going through till the end of 2023, you have a situation where Thomas Cook is on one side of the negotiating table representing developers. You have Scarlett Andrews representing the city, and you quickly have an appearance of a conflict of interest here.
What were some of the most surprising or revealing things uncovered during your reporting?
One of the striking things about this was the fact that this relationship, the mayor became aware of it in October of 2020 when a report was filed to the HR director notifying them about this relationship. The HR director did an investigation, and they recommended that Cook be terminated and that Scarlett Andrews not be promoted. The mayor, however, decided to hire outside legal counsel, and they came to a different conclusion, recommending that Cook be allowed to resign and that Scarlett Andrews be promoted to the Department of Metropolitan Development, the director position there. So that was a surprising find. I think just the amount of incentives, more than $80 million in city incentives were recommended or awarded to clients of Thomas Cook.
So how will you and your team continue to follow this story?
This first story was really the first in a series, and we're calling the series Mr. Clean, and that's because way back in 2013, when Joe Hogsett was U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Indiana, a good government group called Common Cause Indiana gave him the award of Mr. Clean, and he got this award for increasing prosecutions against public officials accused of corruption. And, you know, what we found in that investigation is that, you know, it appears that the mayor hasn't necessarily lived up to that promise. And so I think what you're going to see in our future reporting is more concerns about ethics and, you know, potentially flouting of the ethics code by members of the Hogsett administration. Anytime there is an appearance of impropriety and anytime there's a conflict of interest that involves taxpayer dollars, we think the public has a right to know about it.
What kind of response have you seen or heard from the public since the story was published?
Several city county councilors have, you know, criticized the Hogsett administration for, you know, basically allowing this to happen. It's unclear at this point whether council is going to take any action. However, we have seen already one councilor, Republican Michael Paulhart, has called for the mayor to resign in the wake of our reporting. And that's now 5 out of the 25 city county councilors have called for the mayor to resign in the past year or so.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.